Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lori Ballo Daybell back in court today for another pretrial hearing in her upcoming murder trial. Let's go to the courtroom right now to get the latest.
So, Your Honor, the point is to start with, one, these people, I'm not sure all of them actually have been interviewed. Those that have would have been interviewed 5 years ago. So whether or not their addresses are correct, unclear. It's not the state's responsibility in for the defendant to do the defendant's work and find these people. I have an absolute right to do interviews just as the defendant does. So in terms of the witnesses, I think that most of them, as best I can guess, would be character evidence, which would be improper under 405. So depending on what they say, then I need to file motions to preclude or motions in limine for any or all of these witnesses.
All right, so it's premature to address these today. The state's going to have to interview them and find out if, in their opinion, they have relevant information or not. And then if there's a dispute out there as to whether or not they'd be called, I'll have to deal with that as it comes up. But if they're unable to be located or interviewed, obviously they won't be called at trial. Mr. Dworkin, if you want him to do extractions, you're not ready for trial. So in order for him to do the work that he's requesting, getting copies of a laptop or a cell phone or whatever the case may be, that's going to take him time to extract and analyze and then prepare a report. Months, maybe.
I understand that, Your Honor, and I'm hoping he can do it in an expedited manner. I requested him from OPDS on January 14th. He got approved on March 7th.
Well,
from OPDS.
You're the one pressing for your speedy trial, so you kind of have to make a decision on we're set for trial. You want to go to trial or you want to have him do that work that you want? Because I don't think both are going to happen. Even if he got the laptops today, generally those types of things can take weeks, even months, to analyze and prepare a report on.
I understand that. And I also understand that I've only been given 10 hours for him from OPDS, right? So if he could spend 10 hours this week getting them ready, then he can give us a report with the best that he can do.
Well, the report's already late, technically, but if it were allowed, first of all, it's going to take time to coordinate him getting the, let's start here. Specifically, what are you requesting? Because the state wasn't clear whether you were requesting items here impounded by a particular police department or items that may be impounded in Idaho.
Well, I'm sure that my investigator would like to have all of those things done, and I realize that we're on a time constraint, and I would be only concerned with one item, which is at Chandler Police Department, which was Charles, my husband's phone, Charles Vallow's phone. And I would like a copy of the extraction that they took from it. The digital forensic extraction from Chandler Police could be given to him immediately. That would be very helpful.
Wasn't that already disclosed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was that part of the initial terabyte?
Yes.
I can't give my... Excuse me. Yeah. Everything that I have is on a 22 terabyte hard drive. So if I give that away, I can't do my work.
Well, can't you make copies of files out of
22 terabytes.
I understand that.
Okay.
So what's your proposal?
I'll take it up.
I mean, if you have all that information in a file, I'm not saying you have to copy the whole 22 terabytes, but there's a file in there somewhere that's the Cellebrite extraction already for that requested item that's been in defense possession for however long now.
I'll take it up to Lonnie.
So I'm happy to make an order, but again, if he's not done with that information you want, are you still wanting to proceed to trial at the end of this month?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Your Honor, I would ask leave that depending on what Mr. Dworkin says, that would put this...
Well, it could still be precluded because depending on what his opinion is, first of all, it's late under the rules of evidence and rules of disclosure. And secondly, depending on what he says, the state would have to have an opportunity to consult with an expert as well. So even if he got something done, it could still be precluded, but I'll give him the opportunity to do whatever it is that you think he needs to do to analyze that. But that information's been in defense possession for months, if not over a year.
More than a year, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And he was just approved by OPDS last week, Your Honor.
I thought you said he was approved. You applied in January.
I applied for him in January, and last Friday he got approved.
Again, this is one of those things where you have to weigh your options on whether it's worth it to get a continuance so you can have your defense do the work that you want done on your defense. But if you're telling me you don't want to do that...
I would like to do that, but my situation in my housing department precludes me from doing that.
From asking for a continuance?
No, from getting things done in an effective and quick manner.
All right, well, so you're telling me you don't want a continuance because any information he has at this point could be precluded as being untimely.
I understand that is the rule, and I understand how unfair and prejudicial that would be to me.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to have to cross the bridge on whether these notice defense witnesses are even able to be located and interviewed before I make a decision on whether they have relevant information and can be called at trial.
Obviously, Honor, we have a little over a week to try to interview these people, so
I
will file something at the end of next week indicating who I've been able to reach and interview and ask to preclude everyone else.
All right.
They also obviously ask to preclude them regardless.
Right.
Based upon what they may say.
All right. What else do we need to address today, then?
The only other motion that we did not address last week was the state 609 motion. I presume the defendant will likely testify, so I don't know if we wanted to address that now.
Are you prepared to address that now?
No.
I generally will... I guess I'll advise the defendant now that if you choose to testify, it's likely that the jury would hear about the convictions. But at your request, they could be sanitized, meaning that they would only hear about the fact that you have convictions, as opposed to what the nature of the conviction are. But that would be up to you whether you want that information out or not. And then the jury would receive a limiting instruction that the existence of those convictions is only to be used for the purposes of determining credibility. So you should be aware of that when you make a decision on whether you want to testify or not. Oh, if you do want to testify, it will be question and answer, meaning you need to write out all your questions that you want to be asked and have one of your advisory counsels ask those questions to you when you're on the witness stand.
Right.
Okay, so you can't take the witness stand and just give a narrative. It'll be question and answer.
So am I supposed to reply to the 609? Is that what you're saying? Ask for it to be sanitized if I want that?
We can talk about that when we actually have a 609 hearing, but yeah, you can make that request orally. You don't have to do a written response. I indicated last time for your opening statement and closing argument and questioning witnesses that you'll pretty much be limited to the podium. Mm-hmm. We'll be in a different courtroom apparently for trial, but it'll be set up very similarly. Either your investigator or one of your advisory counsels will approach witnesses with exhibits if you have to show a witness an exhibit. So I'll have to do the same limitations on the state. The state would be confined pretty much to the area of the podium, and the state would have someone assist in approaching witnesses with exhibits and that sort of thing. All right.
I have some motions that I'd like to file. I've had a really hard time getting my paralegals very busy. I don't have copies.
All right, we'll make copies and give them to the state, and then we'll file them, and depending on what they are, I'll rule on them as the response and replies come in, or we may have to address them, depending on what they are. So plan on that questionnaire going out. I think we said next Thursday, the 20th, will be sent out to potential jurors for the first batch of jurors, and then the responses would be cut off on the 26th.
Judge is going to be sent out Monday the 24th, and will end on Monday the 27th.
All right. And then I'll meet with the parties on the 31st to go over those remote responses. So that'll be the 31st at 10:30 a.m. Then again, I'll just reiterate, on April 1, are we having we're not having walk-ins, Izzy, until the 1st?
Right.
Okay, and then on the 1st, we will meet again, and for the rest of that week, we'll likely be meeting at 10:30 and continuing with jury selection every day until we get enough jurors. Hopefully, we get enough the first week. If we have to, we'll go into the second week.
Yeah.
Judge, I note that I'd given you a date that I was going to need to be dark on. I'm going to put out there, since I obviously don't know when we will get the jury picked, I do have some witnesses that are flying in, so I may have some days where I may need to end a little early or whatnot to try to accommodate some witness schedules. But I'll keep the court updated once we get a jury picked.
I think we'll have a good idea by about day two of jury selection whether we're going to need to go into the next week or not. That reminds me, though, is I would like the parties to plan on we're going to have a much better idea after about the second week of trial and the first trial, how the second trial will unfold as far as how many jurors we might need. But I would like the parties to plan on doing another remote questionnaire with a much larger pool for the second trial and meeting on Friday, May 30th. I'm just giving you a heads up as far as this is concerned. And then for scheduling purposes, so everyone knows, I'm planning on probably going Monday through Friday the week of June 2nd, as well as Monday through Friday the week of June 9th, to try to get as much done as we can. And then there's going to be some dark days there toward the end of June, but we need to get it done by July 4th.
When are you planning on starting that trial?
So jury selection would be the starting May 30th. All right, anything else from the state for today? If you want to stick around, we'll get you copies of those motions.
I do, Your Honor. I guess the only other thing is, for the questionnaire, are we going to put in the defendant's 15.2 witness list?
I'll put in those names preliminarily. It doesn't hurt, just in case anyone is called from that list. Mm-hmm. And if anyone knows any of those people, I will put that in, actually. Anything else from the defense?
So I'm unclear where we stand with the video that I requested.
The state says they don't know what video you're talking about. They've disclosed everything they have. So I'm going to make an order to your prior team to give you whatever that is. If you have a link in that prior, in that information, you can forward it to the state so the state can see if that's something they've already disclosed or if that's something Gilbert didn't give them, or on the other hand, since it was told you secondhand or showed you secondhand, whether it's something different than what you thought it was. I don't know. So I'll make an order that they hand over all those things to you, so maybe you can figure that out. But at this point, the state says they've disclosed everything that they have and everything that they're aware of.
And in that order, they'll give it to my advisory council, or who?
Who do you want me to? I was going to say give it to your advisory council. Do you want a more narrowed order? Maybe any mitigation work that was collected, or do you want a broad order that's basically everything in their possession?
Well, it would be nice if they could turn over everything in their possession that we worked on.
I was just thinking it would be easier for you maybe to find that needle in a haystack if it was a more narrow order.
Well, she knows what the link is, and she could just give it to us, and we asked for her to do that. And
what's that?
The attorney said, no, she can't do that. She can't give you anything.
What's that mitigator's name?
My mitigator's name? Pamela.
Found that your prior
Pamela team. Kearney.
Do you know how do you spell Kearney?
C-E-R-N-Y.
All right, I'll make a specific reference to that.
And do we need an order, Your Honor, to pick up my husband's phone at Chandler Police so that Monty can do the extraction?
Well, you already have that extraction in your discovery. What's the state's position on Lonnie Dworkin meeting someone at, you said Chandler, right? Chandler,
yes,
Police, at
Chandler
Department to do another extraction.
Your Honor, obviously the state and defense have always had stipulations so that should something happen to the device while it's in the possession of Mr. Dworkin, that there are now no issues with chain of custody or anything else. So the state would have to draw up a release, have that scheduled on who it's going to be picking it up, have the defendant sign that release indicating that she understands that should anything happen to that, that she waives those rights to claim those things. So
I think what I was asking was, does Mr. Dworkin have the ability to just do the extraction on site?
On site where? At Chandler?
At Chandler.
I don't think the police departments allow anyone to go in there and conduct their work in the police department.
Okay. All right. So to maintain the chain of custody, the state can draw up an agreement. And if the defendant signs that agreement, then Mr. Dworkin could pick up that phone.
That's perfect. Logistically, how's that going to happen?
She's going to forward that to your investigator, and I guess he'll have to come down and have you sign it.
Okay.
All right. Be at recess.
Yeah, I plan on you guys coming.
That's the latest from the courtroom and Lori Vallow Daybell in her supposed final hearing before her upcoming trial. Jury selection begins March 31st. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
during the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale. We're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.